When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, GM shows off their bi-directional charging, used EV prices are aligning with fossil cars, and the Cybertruck won't get its self-driving tech anytime soon. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why Rivian are keeping the R2 reservation numbers under their hat. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. We'll start with news of General Motors showcasing their bi-directional charging technology with a Silverado EV powering what was pretty much a mansion. GM unveiled their new energy suite that allows power sharing between EVs and homes. The GM Energy PowerShift Charger is the actual bi-directional charger itself, and that will set you back $1,700. The GM Energy V2H, that's Vehicle to Home, V2H enablement kit is priced at $5,600. That includes an AC-DC inverter, the home hub, the load management computer, and the dark start battery. The bundled package of the charger and the enablement kit is now available for $7,299. That excludes installation costs, and that, of course, will vary perhaps wildly according to your own situation. Now, GM has partnered with Qmerit, the national EV charging installer, to do the customer installations at the demo, which many journalists were invited to. GM powered, like I said, this huge house, like a whole mansion. They flipped the main breaker and switched to the Silverado EV. It took about 35, 40 seconds to do the transition. That is not an uninterruptible power source, in case you were wondering. So less than a minute, but they know that's not good enough at the moment. Now, the Silverado EV can output 9.6 kilowatts. 9.6 kilowatts is sufficient for most daily power needs, not high enough for many simultaneous loads, but if there is a power cut, then you know not to be running all of your AC compressors and stuff all at once. Has a huge battery pack in the Silverado, a 200 kilowatt hour battery pack. That would power the average American home for up to 6 days, by the way. GM wants to reduce the grid to car power switch over time, although it will be slower than a dedicated home battery. GM Energy plans to sell the stationary home storage batteries as well. Three different options, a 10 kilowatt hour battery, a 17 kilowatt hour battery, and a 35 kilowatt hour option, along with solar integration by the end of the year. I have a 10 kilowatt hour battery, a Solar Edge system, by the way, and that does us just fine. It's a buffer, if you like. So I'll keep the battery, if I can, around 50%. I use about 20% of the battery overnight. So this time of year, by the time we shut down the house and the kiddos are in bed, then I pretty much know that to keep everything running, you know, the fridges and do some overnight washing and stuff like that, we'll go through about 20%. So as long as I go to bed with about 20% battery, I'll normally wake up as the sun comes up. If it's obviously it's a rainy day, then we charge from the grid overnight when it's cheap. But if I think like today it was going to be sunny this weekend, then we try and wake up in the morning with a 0% battery. And then we just try and keep the battery from filling up, because once it's full we start exporting, and I still haven't registered with Octopus on my export tariff. I should. We have an export meter, and that just means that the battery can be a buffer. Now GM will sell you that battery by the end of the year in modular units of 1.7 kilowatt hours each. Tesla's Powerwall, of course, is a whole different kettle of fish. The Powerwall will react within something like 200 milliseconds, which is basically, you know, you don't notice it. So the lights might flicker. That is proper grid backup if you want that. But you can use your Silverado EV, or actually any of the GM products, by the cars, by the way, with the Ultium technology inside. And that, yeah, you might wait 35, 40 seconds for it to switch over, but I guess that's better than not having it. Now, of course, that is $7,000 for the kit. Installation, well, how long is a piece of string? And you might think, actually, because it's got the power on board, I want to call it Pro Power, but that's Ford's marketing term, you might think that power cuts are so infrequent where you live. What you might want to do is just think, well, if it's once a year or once every 2 or 3 years, then I'll just run some power cords out to the vehicle, keep the freezer on, don't wait, you know, don't lose all your freezer food and stuff like that, essential things, and that saves a ton of money installing this into your house. I'd be tempted to do that. I live in the middle of a town of 300,000 people. I can't even remember the last time I came home and the oven clock was flashing, which is a dead giveaway that we had a short power cut. So it wouldn't be worth my while. Solar Edge do that technology, but I'd have to replace my inverter. My inverter is only 2-3 years old, but it's not compatible, so I'd have to get a new inverter, which is probably $1,000, and then the extra box on top. And what for? And so, but that box is important, remember, because you don't want to be sending power back down the lines into the street if there are people fixing a power cut. And so that's a safety issue. So like the Tesla Powerwall, you have to have it all installed properly. It's not worth my while. And so, you know, we have EVs in the driveway, and if we get a power cut, then I can simply plug in a little socket here and there to keep some essential things going. But GM saying that this is going to get better in time and that switchover will be quicker. Now let's talk Lucid. And Lucid has trademarked the name Earth. We think that's for its upcoming midsize SUV. Launching in 2026, the Earth nameplate, discovered in a trademark filing with variations like Lucid Earth and Earth Dream Edition. Similarly sized, the Tesla Model Y, the Lucid Earth, will have a starting price below $50,000. CEO Peter Rawlinson has previously mentioned $48,000. Lucid will prioritize unrivaled efficiency. Unsurprisingly, that's their thing, isn't it? Lucid's all about efficiency to develop and deliver competitive range for the Earth SUV. It will sit below the Gravity SUV, which starts production this year, a range of 440 miles or 708 kilometers, and that will start under $80,000. In the Q1 earnings call, he said customers will find an unprecedented combination of space and maneuverability, luxury and versatility, all seamlessly integrated into one remarkable vehicle with a driving experience and range of a true Lucid. So, Gravity coming up, Earth will be the next one. So we have the Air, the Gravity, and the Earth. I'm liking their names. I'm liking it a lot. Now, Volkswagen is developing an entry-level city car. Tentatively, we'll call it the ID.1, aimed at the city drivers for a 2027 launch. The ID.1 will be a successor to the E-Up! Exclamation mark. Despite the recent changes in EV demand, VW remains committed to the ID.1, CEO Thomas Schaefer saying, "The future of Volkswagen is electric. We stand by our plans." Achieving a target price of 20,000 euros, that's $22,000 for the ID.1, will be challenging because of the high costs associated with the battery at the moment. To make the ID.1 viable, VW is exploring different manufacturing scenarios, possibly collaborating with the likes of Renault to leverage their next-generation Twingo platform. Range will be critical. 300 kilometres, that is 186 miles, is their target. Anything lower, and that's not compelling. While VW is developing a new low-cost EV platform in China, the CMP, China main platform, I think it's called, for the Chinese market, importing the ID.1 from China is not currently on the cards. Now, used EV prices are coming in line with gas-powered cars. Carvana, the online used vehicle retailer, revealed a 16% drop in average EV sale prices in the first quarter of this year. The average sale price is $31,000 for a used EV. The $6,000 decrease has narrowed the price difference between used EVs and used combustion cars to $7,000 on average, a substantial reduction from $13,000 this time in 2023. Despite EVs accounting for 7.5% of new car sales in the US, their presence in the used car market remains modest. It's 1% at the moment, as those cars aren't filtering through yet to the used car market. Carvana's report highlights the declining EV prices in the used market as a growth opportunity and a potential for increased adoption. Now, let's talk about Rivian. In a recent interview with Bloomberg TV, Rivian's CEO, RJ Scaringe, expressed his enthusiasm for the upcoming midsize SUV, the R2. About a 10-minute interview. I'll pop a link in the show notes if you want to have a look at that, because RJ is always compelling. He always comes across as earnest and humble and genuine, and he didn't give anything away, though. In fairness to the TV interviewers, these are Bloomberg TV hosts, and they are interviewing CEOs across sectors and industries. So the questions they were asking weren't massively EV specific. It would be different if I were to interview RJ Scaringe, it would be a different kind of interview. But it was Bloomberg, and it was still interesting. But what he wouldn't budge on was talking about the R2's order backlog. How many reservations have they got for the new R2, the smaller SUV? Although he has a poker face, I'm pretty sure I saw just the edges of his mouth curl upwards as he was talking about it, because things are clearly, I think, very good. He, however, said that he has concerns about potential, and I quote, churn and noise from a customer point of view. That was the reason he gave for withholding the information of a number. What was the number of the R2 reservations? He wouldn't give a number. Now, the number was 68,000 after the first day, which is an incredible number. But he said that since then, obviously, they've had a lot. But he doesn't want to put a number on it because it causes a distraction. The R2 and its smaller sibling, the R3, built on their new midsize platform, unveiled back in March. It'll have a starting price, the R2, a starting price of $45,000, that's £35,000, while the R3 will be even more affordable. The R2 is slated for delivery at the first half of 2026 for US buyers, and RJ emphasized the positive reception of the R2, saying the excitement around it and just the product itself and what it represents in terms of expansion of the brand has been outstanding. Rivian's introduction of the lower cost of vehicles marks a big step in their growth story and the accessibility to a wider market. They recently received a $827 million, that's £645 million, incentive package from the state of Illinois to support the expansion of their plant in Normal. Take a quick break. Patreon supporters won't hear any ads, but everybody else, you'll hear an ad or two. It's not a lot of money for me, but it does help keep the podcast on the air. I do make my living from the Patreon page. You're going to check that out. It's Patreon, patreon.com/EVNewsDaily, and then you get to miss all the ads. Or if you're near your device, you can just hit fast forward and skip them and just keep listening to the free version, which is what I would do. Back in a mo.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Right, welcome back. Let's talk Canoe. And Canoe and their postal van surprise. Canoe is the startup making EV vans, and they've yet to take off, but they are working their way towards production, and they have supplied six of their electric vans, the LDV90, to the US Postal Service as part of a trial program. It's a compact cargo van without a traditional cab, similar to the concept of GM's BrightDrop 0600 EV van, featuring Canoe's steer-by-wire and low-profile suspension technologies for better ergonomics and maneuverability. Part of the U.S. Postal Service's plan is to spend $40 billion of investment to modernize their transportation, their delivery networks, and their processing. Well, compact urban delivery vans are well suited to being EV because of the relatively short range and the stop-start duty cycles and the known route they will travel on. Let's go to China, where Yangwang is BYD's high-end division, unveiling their U9 supercar at the Goodwood Festival of Speed this year, the first appearance outside of China for the vehicle. Two units of the Yangwang U9 on May the 7th started their journey aboard a roll-on, roll-off ship, heading to the prestigious motorsports event, the Goodwood Festival of Speed, since 1993, taking place obviously at Goodwood, if you weren't aware, celebrates motorsports every June and July. Last year, NIO was the sole Chinese startup participating in the event with the ET5 sedan. Now, BYD will be there this year with the U9. They launched that back in February with a price of $230,000. That's 1.68 RMB, 1.6 million RMB. Powered by four electric motors with 960 kilowatts of power between those four motors. That's a little bit special, that vehicle. Now, headline story, and Tesla's CEO Elon Musk has been talking on his social media platform X about the highly anticipated full self-driving and autopilot features for Cybertruck, the electric pickup truck. However, he confirmed that they will not be coming for quite some time. Despite Tesla's most advanced and expensive vehicle at the moment being the brand new Cybertruck, and the Cyberbeast is being delivered to customers without its key driver assistance technologies like FSD and full self-driving and even basic autopilot, Elon Musk has recently said that that's the future of Tesla. It's not in shifting metal and building cars, but as an AI robotics company and making robo-taxis and full self-driving technologies. And people pointing out, well, if that's true, then why can't you make FSD work on your latest, greatest, shiny thing, the Cybertruck? However, He has put it behind the more affordable models, the Model 3 and the Model Y, in terms of ever getting its autonomous driving capabilities. Responding to inquiries from Cybertruck owners on X, he said, and I quote, "We must focus on FSD for the other 99% of the fleet. Cybertruck FSD is a few months away," end quote. And given Elon time, famously, a few months, well, could be 6 months, could be a year, could be never. The news has been met with, I think it's fair to say, mixed reactions from the Cybertruck community, some expressing frustration that the $20,000 Foundation Series package, which heavily factored in the $12,000 FSD price at launch, now seems somewhat overpriced, given the FSD cost has now dropped to $8,000 and it's at least months, again, Elon time, away from release. The delay means Cybertruck buyers are getting less advanced driver assistance functionality for the premium price than even $30,000 entry-level Teslas. Well, let's move on, and SEAT is to continue its legacy with the introduction of the affordable EV that will be priced below the Cupras. This move is aimed at putting to bed any of the speculation that the SEAT brand will be dropped, which started really with Thomas Schaefer, the chairman of SEAT and Cupra's parent company, suggesting that the future focus is Cupra. Now, Cupra was always the high-performance spin-off brand of SEAT, and if you didn't know, SEAT is the more budget-friendly Spanish bit of Volkswagen. Wayne Griffiths is the head of SEAT and Cupra, clarifying that the development of the cost-effective electric SEAT is still on the horizon, the feasibility of producing such vehicles at a profit being the key factor. This strategy is a pivotal moment for SEAT, marking its entry into the competitive lower-priced EV segment, despite emphasis on the more lucrative Cupra brand, which has contributed significantly to the €625 million profit last year at SEAT Cupra, nearly half the company's sales volume, the head of the company assuring us that the SEAT brand will not be sidelined for the time being, though all new vehicles will be launched under the Cupra brand. Volvo is next in the news, and Volvo will implement mega casting in the production of their next generation electric vehicles, which will begin in 2026 at their Torslanda plant in Sweden. The advanced manufacturing process, which involves pouring molten metal into a die-cast mold to create large single car parts, significantly improves efficiency and has a greater design flexibility. The introduction of mega casting will coincide with the launch of Volvo's SPA3 platform, the third generation of their dedicated EV architecture. Given Volvo's strong focus on SUVs, it was highly likely that that vehicle could well be the EX60, as in the brand's current bestseller, the XC60. There's no electric equivalent for that, so we think that that will be the first vehicle coming with this mega casting in 2026. By producing large sections of a car platform as single pieces, mega casting eliminates the need to manufacture and assemble numerous smaller parts, streamlining the production process, a technique already adopted by the likes of Toyota, probably quite famously Tesla. When they bought those machines in, they took a lot of the credit for it as well, and undoubtedly probably moved the technology forward, as Tesla have done over the years, in terms of how they use that. Right, couple more stories, two more in fact, and BYD, the Chinese automaker, is thinking about a second manufacturing facility in Europe. As I mentioned yesterday on the podcast, got some more details on this now. Michael Hsu is the company's European Managing Director. Now, this was a statement made in the Financial Times' Future of the Car conference, and Hsu highlighted BYD's strategy to introduce cost-effective vehicles to the European market, modelled after its Seagull version in China. Well, in China, the Seagull is priced under $10,000 equivalent, and the European variant will be priced under €20,000, that's $22,000. Hsu expressed optimism about BYD's prospects, saying, and I quote, We are confident that we could be in a leading position by 2030, end quote. This ambition for BYD is backed by their ongoing initiatives, including what I mentioned yesterday on the podcast, their production facility in Hungary announced last December, marking BYD's significant footprint as the first major Chinese automaker to establish a production base in Europe. The timing of these remarks coincides with the Chinese president Xi Jinping's visit to Hungary, the last leg of Mr. Xi's European tour. Under Prime Minister Viktor Orban, Hungary has developed trade and investment ties with China over the years, distinguishing itself from other European countries. This relationship has included investments in Chinese battery and now EV manufacturing. And a bond between those two countries seems pretty strong. And finally, here in the UK, the first quarter of the year saw a surge in used EV sales. Used EV sales were up 71% on the same quarter last year, according to data released by the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders, the SMMT. Well, this growth is primarily driven by an influx of zero-emission vehicles from company fleets entering the used car market after coming off financial agreements of 2, 3, 4 years. Well, battery electric vehicles captured a record-breaking 2.1 share of the used car market during the first 3 months of the year, with 41,500 units sold used. This marks the highest market share ever above zero-emission vehicles in the second-hand market. In contrast, traditional petrol and diesel vehicles continue to see their market share declining by 2 percentage points, as consumers increasingly opt for the expanding range of used, low and zero emission vehicles. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks, as always, to everyone on Patreon. It's Sunday, a little mention for our whole list of executive producers. So listen out for your name. But first of all, our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from Nevo.ie and the Nevo EV Review Island YouTube channel, Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map, and Lease Plan Electric Moments, providing all the tools and guidance EV drivers need. Thanks to our partners, Richard at rsev.co.uk, Jukka Kukkonen from shift2electric.com with a number 2, Raji Narayan, get your battery reports for your EVs at recurrentauto.com, and Jan Tore Gubi. And a quick mention for all of our legends on the exec producers list: Adrian Bond, Alan Shedd, Alex Banahini, Anders Hove, Andrea Jefferson, Andrew Luoma, and Andrew Wanek, Andy Nancaro and Lillian Cass, Asir Khalid, Bjard Fuchstack, Bill Calhoun, Blaine McKinney, Blunderbuss Jones, Brendan McCarthy at North Fork Ironworks, Brian O'Leary, Brian Thompson, Bruce Bohannon, Chad Lane, Charles Hall, Christopher Barth, CJ Backus, and Colin Hennessy at Cam's EV, Craig Rogers, David Dysart, David Finch, David Larder, David Moore, David Partington, David Prescott, and DC EV, Ed Cortine, Eddie Ragassa, Eric Hansen, Eru Cuny Nyombi, and Frederick Rovick, Gary A. Hammond, Gene Rubin, George Totoro, Heinrich Leisner, Helmut Selker, Ian Stillwaters UK, Benjamin, Ian Waddy Watkins, Ian Griffiths, Ian Sear, Jack Oakley, James Penfold, James Storr, Jim Morris, John Schroeder, John Vandervoort, John, who is Beardy McBeardface at Ken TV's, John Manchek, and Juan Gonzalez, Kester Sandback, Kevin Madison, Lawrence Lee Allen, Lee Brown, Lee Cully, Marcel Ward, Matthew Long, Nathan Gorbrand, Nathan King, Nathaniel Friedman, and Neely Roberts from Sussex EVs, Ohan Aston, Paul Stevenson, Pete Glass, Pete Gordon, Peter and D. Roberts, Peter Reiner, Phil Miche, Philip Forrester, Philip Troutman, Raymond Rowledge, Realtor Choice Photography, Rob from the RS Thinks EV channel on YouTube, Robert Grace, Ron Hunter, Roosevelt Watson, Seiki Payne, Stephen Penn, Steve John, the Plug Seekers EV YouTube channel, Thomas J. Tias, Timothy Phillips, Thomas Schaff, and Tyler Voss. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.